Evan Roberts. Tiki Barber. It's Evan and Tiki on WFAN, The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
When people tell you there's not a lot going on in sports in the middle of February, they are lying to you. There is a lot to talk about over the next 4.5 hours. We will try to answer far and away the most intriguing question in New York Yankees spring training. We will try to find out why a lot of people are mad at me. I have not figured that out yet. And, of course, we'll get to your phone calls throughout the day at 888-808-1019. But yesterday on this show, Connor Hughes said, hey, I think Russell Wilson will be signed by the New York Giants.
Oh.
A day earlier, we talked about the Jets cutting Aaron Rodgers. A day before that, I guess that was Monday, right after the Super Bowl, we discussed how the Giants hired the brother-in-law of Matthew Stafford. The Giants are being set up to where they'll probably draft a young quarterback, but they're probably going to have a veteran on this roster. And there are some really interesting names. Connor Hughes mentions Russ. We talk about Stafford. I've brought up Aaron Rodgers. Derek Carr will probably be moved on from the New Orleans Saints. So the question I want to know from you, Teak, and everybody else is, which vet do you want?
I want Matt Stafford. I've said this for a couple weeks now. I know that people are poo-pooing it because the Giants' offensive line isn't that good right now, and or at least it hasn't been consistently good for a while. And the last thing you want with a somewhat older quarterback and Matt Stafford, even though he's far from decrepit and broken down, he still looks like he's viable to move around and make big plays in the pocket. But last thing you want is for him to get harassed because your offensive line isn't good enough. But I gotta believe that priority number one, outside of the quarterback, obviously, is to protect that quarterback.
100%.
And so if you're Joe Shane, this offseason, and I know you did a little bit of good things last year, bringing in John Runyon and Jermaine Illuminor. Right, there were some upgrades from what the Giants' offensive line had be. Hopefully Andrew Thomas stays healthy for once in his career. But I got to believe that Joe Shane's second priority behind quarterback is offensive line. Like, you look at all of the teams that have had success over the last couple of years, they're built strong in the trenches, offensively and defensively as well. But offensively, you have to protect your quarterback, and you have to be able to run the football. So I know the quarterback is important, but right behind it, maybe 1A, is offensive line.
Patrick Mahomes agrees with you.
100%.
Think about what happened in that Super Bowl
a few days ago. Where he's gotten his ass beat.
Yes.
That's exactly what problem was.
I like Matthew Stafford. I respect Matthew Stafford. I'll tell you why I disagree with you on Matthew Stafford to the Giants.
A couple of reasons. Tell me.
All right, so number one, let's talk about what it would take to get him. As of right now, unlike Russell Wilson, who's a free agent, unlike Aaron Rodgers, who will be cut, and unlike Derek Carr, who will likely be cut, as of now, the Rams may trade him.
Yes.
And I think there actually would be trade value for Matthew Stafford, even at his age. But you look at the success from last year. He had a good year. The team won 10 games. And I think that any team that's searching for a veteran quarterback would probably look at Matthew Stafford towards the top of said list.
Yes.
So, number one, are you willing to give up draft capital to get Stafford while those other guys I mentioned, you probably just have to sign as a free agent?
Yeah, but what draft capital are we talking about? Matthew Stafford is not going for a first rounder or probably even a second rounder.
I agree.
I know people think that, oh, you got a starting quarterback who won a Super Bowl. He's right on the edge of being a Hall of Famer. That's going to cost a first rounder. No, it's not.
It's not going to cost the first rounder, but are you comfortable giving up a third round pick when you just said the Giants have some holes to fill, including their offensive line?
Yeah.
I'm not.
Yes.
Okay.
I am.
I disagree.
I am. So, I mean, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter whether we agree or not. The reality is, who do you want? And the Giants are in a situation where they have to win, right? They can't.
Well, you hit on it. That is important. That's where, like, the reason we're talking about veterans, and I think it's in conjunction with a young quarterback, is because the owner of the team said after the season was over, we better win. So you're right.
Right.
They have to win games. Otherwise, Daboll and Shane are likely gone.
And the best available player right now is Matthew Stafford, even though he's not technically available.
So that part, when you frame it that way, I agree with that part. But here's the second issue I'd have with Matthew Stafford. If I'm bringing a veteran quarterback in, I'm trying to do two things at the same time. I'm trying to win, like we just talked about, because John Mara basically said
it. I better feel better at this time next year than I do right now.
Yes, and that involves winning.
Yes.
But the second thing is I do want to draft a young quarterback and develop that guy and possibly go the same route you were involved in back in 2004 where that veteran's actually playing reasonably well, but he gets benched for a young quarterback. I do not think that Matthew Stafford, if it's his choice, is going to agree to go to a situation where by week eight, he's being sat down.
Yeah, but I don't think if Matthew Stafford is your guy, you're not sitting him down after week eight.
That's my point. So you're okay with that?
I'm okay with that. I don't need to see whichever young quarterback the Giants potentially bring in, because they might not even go that way. Mm-hmm. They might go some vet in Tommy DeVito. Like, I honestly have no idea where they're going. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
don't comment. I'm just saying.
That was a comment. That was a sound effect.
Right. We have no idea what they're actually going to do. But whoever it is that's, if they get Matthew Stafford, I don't want to see him. Like, I don't want to see that vet. You can be Jordan Loved for all I care.
Yeah.
Sit for 3 years. Because Matt Stafford still has football left in him. My priority, number one, if I'm Dave's and Joe Shane, is give me a quarterback who knows how to and can win for me right now. Because I know it's unpopular to think and talk like this as the head coach and general manager, but my ass is on the line.
No, I got you.
So I need somebody who can win and I can trust to win, and not someone who's, oh, maybe we'll figure it out. Maybe Russ will have a good season this year, despite two bad seasons the two previous years in Denver. And really, three seasons, because you go back to the one in Seattle, which was terrible. And yeah, he had a good season with Pittsburgh this year, but what's he giving you next year?
Right.
I have no idea. I know what Matt Stafford's giving me.
I want to eat my cake and have it too. Is that the phrase?
Have my cake and eat it.
I want to have my cake, which is veteran quarterback.
Yes.
But I also want to eat it, which means I want a veteran quarterback that gives me a chance to win. And yes, Matthew Stafford qualifies on that part. I also want a young quarterback that I'm developing. And based on A, the way the veteran's playing, B, on the development of this young guy I drafted sitting behind him, and obviously the team's success or failures, I want the option in week 8 or 9 to say, hey, it's not really your fault, but I'm pulling the plug. Mm. And I feel with those quarterbacks I mentioned, Stafford is the least likeliest to join that situation.
See, right. Russell, he's not going to be happy with that.
Right. Russell Wilson doesn't have a choice. Like, tell me if I'm wrong here.
But he's not as good either.
I agree with that. No, I agree. There's pros and cons to all this. Like, Russell Wilson in free agency, and by the way, I think Aaron Rodgers is going to be in the same boat. I'll get to him in a minute. I think Russell Wilson, is it going to have to beg for a job? But I don't think he's actually going to be in this spot where he can pick between all these great situations. I think Matthew Stafford can. I think Aaron Rodgers is in the same boat. If Aaron Rodgers wants to continue to play football, I think he may be in a spot where he's going to have to accept that kind of position the Giants may offer, which is, look, you're the starter to begin this season. And yeah, if we're 9-1, we're not pulling you. If we're contenders, we're not pulling you. But if we feel in the middle of the season, kind of like 2004, we're better off pulling that plug, we're pulling it. Aaron Rodgers may have to accept that. Russell Wilson may have to accept that. Derek Carr, I certainly think, will have to accept that. I don't think Matthew Stafford has to accept that, and that's why I think even if he's the best of the bunch, I don't think he's the best option.
Yeah, but he's also, well, in that regard, you're right. I just don't think he's going to play poorly. That's all I'm saying. I don't think it's going to be an issue. I think it becomes an issue for 2026 that you're thinking about this young player getting a chance to play.
But here's the issue with all this. So Matthew Stafford is the guy. You got what you wanted. Mm-hmm. He's here, and he's playing really, really well. But you have two games against the Eagles. And as well as Stafford's playing, you lose both of those games because, damn it, the Eagles are really good. You got two games against the Washington Commanders, man. And damn it, as well as Stafford's playing, you lost both those games to the Commanders. You're playing the Chiefs. You're playing the Chargers. You're playing the Packers. You're playing the Niners. Those games are at home. You're going to Detroit. You're going to an improved New England team. You're going to Denver. It is likelier than not that even if you get that good quarterback play, you're sitting there at 4-6. And I can promise you this, at 4-6, every Giant fan is going to call this radio station, no matter how well Matthew Stafford's playing, and say, hey, let's see the kid. Hey, let's see the kid. Because that's what we're going to do.
Okay. That's fine.
Are you going to feel that way?
Probably not.
4-7?
Because context matters to me. And whether or not you're out of it or not, it matters, right? If you're out of it by week 11, which is highly unlikely, but if you are, play the young kid. Who at that point, who cares?
Right.
And probably Matt Stafford gets it. He'll understand it at that point. But if you still have a shot, there's no chance that you're sitting down whatever veteran you bring in. At least that's my philosophy on it, because you still have to try to win. Yes, it's a rough schedule, but we don't know what any of these other teams are going to look like next year either. That's the beauty of the NFL. Like, you can be a decent team 1 year, and the next year,
thing could go poorly.
Absolutely. You can surprise everybody. Mm-hmm. I would just want any veteran quarterback I add. You know, we talked about what Aaron Glenn said to Aaron Rodgers, that Aaron Glenn probably sat him down and said, we want this, we want this, we want this, we want this, and even tested him with the whole Pat McAfee question. And if you didn't get everything you wanted, you realized it's time to move on.
Yes.
I think with any veteran quarterback that Brian Daboll and Joe Shane talk to, they got to be honest, which is there are scenarios where we're sitting you week 9. There are scenarios where we're sitting you week 12, and it may not be your fault. Because to your point, Teague, let's say they follow your vision of, hey, I'm not sitting anybody till we're mathematically out of it.
Yeah.
Well, they may be mathematically out of it. This is a very tough division. This is a very tough schedule, and the priority is going to be developing the young quarterback that you draft. That's just the way it is. Like in most situations, you're not sitting for a full year the way Patrick Mahomes did or the way Jordan Love did. And in my opinion, those were incredibly unique situations that caused that.
Yeah.
As good as Stafford is, as good as Rodgers may still be, they're not that unique situation. They're just not.
No.
They're not Hall of Famers with that team. The way, not that Alex Smith was, but they were a playoff team. They were going to be a good team.
Yeah.
Obviously, if the Giants are on their way to being a playoff team, sure, you stick with the veteran that you have.
Yeah, I mean, and the whole Kansas City Chiefs model is, it's a hard one to follow because Alex Smith was good. He had double-digit wins in almost all of those years he was in Kansas City.
Mm-hmm.
And they just replaced him. It's not like he was washed or over the hill. They just replaced him because they wanted an upgrade that could win Super Bowls. And so it's a luxury when your team is that good that you replace a 10-win quarterback with someone you believe is generational.
No question.
Now, you better be right about that, which the Kansas City Chiefs obviously were. But most teams don't have the luxury of saying, all right, you won 10 games, 11 games. You're constantly in the playoffs for us. Sorry, you're losing your job
right to
a rookie. Like, most teams don't have that luxury.
No, I get you. That's why I look at these four quarterbacks, and here's the way I view it, trying to be an IFO as best I can. I think Matthew Stafford is going to be less drawn in, if he's even available, to being in a situation where he can be replaced. So
yes.
I put him on the side. Number two, let's look at Russell Wilson. Maybe this isn't fair. Maybe I've been reading too much of Sean Morash's tweets.
Mm.
Russell Wilson feels like that guy in the locker room that no one's really going to like. That he's phony-ish. Even Connor yesterday, Connor Hughes joined us. If you missed it, it was 4 o'clock yesterday. One of his reasons for Russell Wilson to the Giants, and he said it 3 times, was him and Ciara want to live in New York.
Yes.
They don't necessarily want to be Giants. They want to live in New York.
Right. They've wanted to be New Yorkers for a while.
In this situation, is that really the guy you want? Don't you want the guy that says, I want to play for the Giants. I believe in Brian Daboll. Sure, they may bench me if we struggle, but we're not going to struggle. I'm a future Hall of Fame quarterback. I look at Russell Wilson as being probably more unpopular in a locker room than Aaron Rodgers is. Because I know one of the arguments against Aaron's going to be, well, the locker room, he's 41, he's on with McAfee. Tell me if I'm wrong, you're a former player. Don't you think Rodgers is probably more respected and liked in the room than Russell Wilson is?
Yeah.
Thank you.
He's just more related.
Thank you.
He's more relatable.
Yeah.
As crazy as that sounds.
No, I know.
Because I know how we treat, at least talk about Aaron Rodgers and how much of a pain in the butt he seemingly is. In the locker room, he's not that. He's
so,
the opposite of that.
So let me get this straight then. If he's not that, and we would agree that he probably locker room-wise fits better than Russell Wilson, and he's better than Russell Wilson, and he's better than Derek Carr, who remember when there were rumors of Carr coming to the Jets, I think Boomer even said it, doesn't really have a New York personality. I think the conclusion, at least I've come to, obviously you disagree, is of the four veteran quarterbacks that are available, the guy that makes the most sense for the New York Giants is Aaron Rodgers.
I mean, it's crazy as it sounds.
I just laid it out.
The
am
Giants
I wrong?
Suck.
Am I wrong?
You're not, but it's almost, I don't want to say almost, but it is somewhat similar to the decision that Aaron Glenn just had to make. Now, Aaron apparently loves living in New Jersey, and he loves his home, which he just renovated, I've heard. He took full advantage this offseason, last offseason, of Broadway and the culture that is New York. And he loved it. And I think his teammates enjoyed it with him as well. Because he took a bunch of those guys, linemen and et cetera, around to places. But there is still a shroud. Not necessarily a dark shroud, but there's certainly a shroud that covers an Aaron Rodgers-led team. And so, if you're the Giants, are you ready for that? Or is that something that you want to water, you want to tread into? the consistent McAfee the conversations, the noise around him. Do you want that? So I think from a football standpoint, you're 100% right.
Thank you.
It's all that other stuff that Aaron Glenn obviously dealt with and talked about. We talked with Connor about it yesterday, but I don't know what kind of team would want that,
If I would power rank these four veterans, the vet four, on who makes the most sense in the role that I described, and I think it's the most ideal role. You're drafting a young quarterback. You're letting him sit. Mm-hmm. You're also trying to win. I would order it as Aaron Rodgers number one. I'd put Derek Carr number two because he's only 33. There's still that possibility. I'd put Stafford three because I'm just drawn off by the fact that he wouldn't want to be involved in a situation like this. And the guy I'd put that last is Russell Wilson. Right. I got to be honest. When we come back, we'll get Sean's power rankings, Lugie's power rankings, and we'll hear from you at 888-808-1019. It seems like the plan's going to be draft a youngin' and pair him with a veteran. Okay, well, which veteran do you want? 888-808-1019. Plus, we'll try to answer one of the most interesting questions in Yankee spring training. How we doing? Evan and Tinky on the fan. I was thinking, because I took off last night. I watched the Knick game. I was not involved in social media. Watched it. Tweeted something at Tommy. Basically told you so about the Knick game. Then I went to bed. But I found out a lot of people were pissed off at me. So my guess is the Juan Soto dome question. That's my official guess on why people are pissed at me. That I actually posed the question yesterday to Met fans. Would you rather have a dome for $800 million or Juan Soto for $755 million?
Yeah, how are you spending your money?
That's right.
Juan Soto or dome?
That's it.
And by the way, the results are in. 75% voted Juan Soto, 25% voted for a dome.
So are we surprised by those results?
No. We all predicted it.
No, but you said 90-10. It was only 75-25.
True. Yeah, so maybe I am a little more surprised.
Now, I think we're all on the same page that when the New York Giants attack the quarterback position, because they really do, they have nobody under contract. Even Tommy DeVito's not really on the team. He's an exclusive rights free agent. That you draft either third overall or second or third round, doesn't have to be third overall, and you pair it with a veteran quarterback. To me, I rank the four that are very likely to be available as Rodgers number one, Derek Carr number two, Stafford number three, not because he isn't as good, but because I don't think he would buy in to the situation he would be put into, which is the potential of being benched 8-9 weeks into the season,
right,
followed by Russell Wilson.
Look, I say I want Stafford. I'm not saying Stafford wants us.
That's kind of important.
Because the reality is, so like Aaron Rodgers may be desperate just because there's not going to be a ton of teams interested in a 41-year-old quarterback who had a subpar season, at least half of a season last year. Because he actually ended up pretty good numbers-wise, as we've talked about multiple times. But Matthew Stafford, if he is somehow loosened from the Rams, there's going to be a lot of suitors. He's 37 years old.
I agree.
Tons of talent left in him.
I agree.
And he's going to want to go someplace where he can win right away or potentially impact the team to winning right away.
That's why you can make him number one. I just don't think it fits.
Right. I'm just saying who I want.
No, I get you. How would you rank him, Shawnee?
Okay. I want to add a caveat here.
Sure.
Because I do think we're missing somebody that I want to remove Derek Carr. Am I allowed to do that and just give you my four?
Sure.
Okay. My number one is going to be Matt Stafford. I also disagree with you guys slightly. I think if Matt Stafford comes here, it's going to be kind of the knock on Russell Wilson. I think he's coming here because his wife wants to continue to advance her career.
Oh, so you think it's going to be a similar thing?
What did she do?
She hosts a pretty successful podcast, and she stated on like a podcast, like she's always down for an adventure. And I think the breadcrumbs of hiring her brother here, she's also had like a lot of health stuff. I think if Matt Stafford's coming here, it's because she ultimately wants to come to New York.
And you're okay with him being the guy the entire season?
I absolutely am, and I think to me, Matt Stafford represents something I don't think Brian Daboll and Joe Shane envisioned 3 months ago, and I don't think many envisioned when the Giants decided to keep Joe Shane and Brian Daboll, which was, well, you know these guys are gone, and your schedule's hard. He is a golden parachute. He is a leader that this locker room desperately needs, and he's also a highly skilled quarterback that can also excel the advancement of Wandell Robinson, Malik Nabers, and like we forget because of the lack of quarterback. These guys have to grow and make those guys successful. So I think for all of those, all the boxes check, and I wouldn't mind sitting a rookie for a whole year.
Yeah, can I add something to that,
sure,
Sean, briefly? He also is a collaborator. So one of the things that just you've heard anecdotally, maybe even specifically from certain analysts, is that Sean McVay and him work together to put an offense together. It's not like, this is what you're doing. Do you understand? Execute it. It was, tell me about this. What do you like about this? What do you like about that? Let's craft this collaboratively. And I think that's valuable. When you have a veteran that can operate that way, it's really valuable for the growth of the whole team. Because everybody ends up learning it together as opposed to, here's a book, learn it, and then we're going to go execute it. It's just different, right? When it's hands-on, you know, from my brain, this is how I envision it. Great, well, let's tweak it this way. Let's tweak it that way. All right, now we got a working model. Let's make this thing work. He has the ability to do that. That's what Matt Stafford brings. There's certain other veterans that are also that way, but Matt Stafford is particularly that way.
Yeah, I think that would be awesome. My number two quarterback is somebody you left off that I don't think not enough people are talking about that will start to get talked about in March.
Go ahead.
Jimmy Garoppolo. No, you can all you want. He did. He was good enough to get a team to a Super Bowl. And here's what I like about Jimmy Garoppolo.
He just got so injured.
Yeah, like, he's never healthy.
I liked him, to be honest with you. And he just couldn't stay healthy, and it soured me on him.
And now he's gone away as a backup. We always talk about these guys that kind of hide for a year under McVay. And also, that's not a guy I'm going to be afraid to pull the plug on for a rookie.
34.
He's not even that old.
Actually, I correct myself. He's 33. He'll be 34 in the middle of November.
You know why I didn't include him? And I know this may not be fair. Because I don't think he's on the same level as those other guys. Yes, he's a veteran who'd be available. But
here's the thing. If you're looking, Evan, for that guy who will take a back seat.
Oh, he fits that.
That's what I'm talking about.
But you know what he doesn't fit? Even though he's got this great career record. Remember, he would like win every game to start his career. Yes. I don't think he gives you a great chance to win.
No, that's true.
So that's fine to put him there.
I'm just saying, personally, I'm intrigued by the fact that he was with McVay for a year. And I think that's not a guy you're afraid to pull the plug on. Third for me would be Russell Wilson. I'm not excited about it, but I understand it. And I also think when you hit the fourth stop, again, the team, you know, you brought up the 4-6 scenario. The team owes nothing to Russell Wilson if you go to a rookie. And that's why I have Aaron Rodgers at 4. And I was like very much higher on this a couple weeks ago. And seeing the Aaron Glenn divorce and whatever's going on there, if the team gets out of contention in December with Matt Stafford and they say, we took this rookie at 3rd over, we want to get a look, I don't think Matt Stafford is going to put up a stink and put up a fit. I just don't know that Aaron Rodgers is going to be receptive to that.
You think he goes
on
Pat McAfee early
December?
Yeah,
like, here's the thing. Aaron Rodgers may be the best sport of all, I'm overthinking this. It's just too much of a wild card for me to rank him above the other three on things that could go wrong on a bad team in a bad year him have to sit down.
I'll get to Tommy's rankings in a second. Let me get to your calls, 888-808-1019. Mike is in Bayonne. What's up, Mike?
Hey, what's going on, guys? How you guys doing this afternoon?
Good.
Hey, I just wanted to run something by. I've been thinking about this the last couple of days. The only quarterback veteran-wise that I'd be interested to, if they can pull it off, would be Stafford. Stafford not only would bring a winning culture to the locker room, which this organization desperately needs, but they can go a different route with the number three pick in the draft. They could take a beast like Abdul Carter, or they can go Hunter and then grab their franchise future quarterback in the second round, like a Jackson Dart or Milroe, so he can sit a year or two. Stafford would definitely bring that winning culture to the organization, like I said, and if they could put a package together for Stafford and Kupp, this team would instantly turn around.
The one thing,
they want to get rid of Cooper Kupp.
No doubt about it. So, yeah, sure, you could probably get him for nothing. The one thing I kind of find funny about Matthew Stafford and his winning culture is that he wasn't a part of a winning culture until he joined Sean McVay.
Yeah, was it
McVay or was it Stafford?
No, I think it was the ineptitude of the Detroit Lions.
They were inept, I give you that.
It was mostly, I mean, how many times did they have zero defense? Well, literally one of the worst defenses in football. Bottom third.
They were terrible.
Almost every single season.
I agree with you.
And bottom a lot of those seasons. And so I remember having these conversations with people about Matthew Stafford when this trade went down, because your initial thought is, yeah, but he never won.
Right.
He's a good quarterback. He never won.
74-90 as a starting quarterback in Detroit.
But then you'd hear these people who know what they're talking about, like the quarterbacks, his peers, quarterback coaches around the league, and they start raving on him like they do Pat Mahomes.
Right.
Right. Oh, he's the arm slots and the you know, the IQ and the, you know, above the X's and O's and his ability to be, I don't know, a master at the line of scrimmage. Like, all those things you never thought about when he was in Detroit. But then he goes to L.A. and you see all those things. It's like, dude, they didn't just happen. He always had them. They were just masked by the terrible team that he played for so many years.
Let's go to John in Huntington. Hey, John.
How we doing, boys? Just want to piggyback off the last caller said. I totally agree that Stafford has definitely got to be the guy. He changes the locker room, and he actually makes the line better just by being Matt Stafford. with a couple veterans they added last year, with JMS year three, literally, and if the Giants do trade back in the draft, get like a Will Campbell, and then get Milroe or Dart, who I think both are way more talented and have way more experience than Ward and Shedeur Sanders. That's just my personal opinion.
Right.
But those guys should definitely be seasoned for a season behind him and then worked in possibly year two. And then him being in the room with both of those guys who do have 3 and 2 years experience in college, that I think is the trend of what the NFL is going to with quarterbacks. You look at every successful quarterback with that's been drafted the last couple of years. They have multiple years in college.
Mm-hmm.
They have a good surrounding around them. And, you know, I just think that all the pieces that, you know, in the receiver room,
right,
you know, Stafford unlocked
But the reality is Shedeur Sanders has an extensive amount of time in college. I mean, 3 years, Jackson State, and then 2 at Colorado. Cam Ward, he was at Washington State and was prolific there as well before transferring to Miami and having an unbelievable season. So I think all of these guys that you're talking about, those top two, but also Jackson Dart and Jalen Milroe, they all have college experience. It's not as if you're getting a Sam Darnold who played a season and a half at USC and then came into the league and, you know, was protected mostly because their run game was so good with Thomas Jones in those early years. But I think it's less about that. It's just more about which one do you think has the biggest upside.
That's what it comes down to.
Ultimately, that's what you got to look at.
And you don't want to get too cute about it. Like, if you watch the tape and actually come away thinking, you know what, Jackson Dart's going to be the best of the group.
Yeah.
Which is certainly possible. We've seen, I mean, look at Jalen Hurts was a second-round pick. Patrick Mahomes wasn't the first quarterback taken.
Bo Nix. Most people thought he was going to fall into the second round.
Yeah. Don't get too cute with it. Like, that's the one thing I actually defended Gettleman on, because I remember the day after Daniel Jones was drafted, the biggest criticism that Dave Gettleman faced wasn't Daniel Jones sucks. It was they drafted him too high.
Yeah.
And it was like, if you believe in the guy, go get him.
I mean, I could understand it, why they drafted him so high, because if you went and watched some of his Duke tape, which I did, the only reason they were good was because of him.
Mm.
The only reason. They didn't have a ton of pros on that team. I think maybe a couple. Maybe one of his wide receivers, but he did everything in the games.
Yeah.
Whether it was with his legs or creating plays with extending plays and making plays downfield, it was all Daniel Jones. Like, if you watch him at Duke, you'd say this guy's going to be a baller. The problem was it was Duke, and it was the competition wasn't SEC competition, so it was just a different evaluation. You look at teams like Philly; all they do is draft SEC talent.
Yeah.
Because they're playing against the best of the best.
But as we've learned, you can draft SEC talent. They can still bust out. Right. Ask Evan Neal.
No, you're right. But generally speaking, it's a good way to build your team.
Warren is calling from Manhattan. What's up, Warren?
Hey guys, how you doing? I love the show. You guys should be on FNY from one to six. I don't know why you guys start at 4 o'clock.
Wow, 1 o'clock. I don't know about that. I wouldn't agree to 1 o'clock, but the 2 o'clock I will agree to.
Yes, we started to.
Yes, that's what I meant. 2 o'clock.
What's up, man?
I'm a New York sports fan. I'm a huge Rams fan. I hate to burst the New York Giants fans bubble. Matthew Stafford's not getting traded. He's under contract for $49 million next year.
Right.
He's going to get a contract for $50 million a year. He's going to get a 3-year contract. If he signs with the Giants aren't going to sit him if they or whatever.
Well, couple of things about this. I admit from afar, I don't understand the breakup rumors between the Rams and Matthew Stafford.
But he started it. So it might be he's looking for an extension. It might be.
Well, he's going to have to get an extension because his cap number is so high that if the Rams decide to continue on with Matthew Stafford, they're going to make it. They're going to have a more cap-friendly extension. Like,
right.
That's going to happen. Like, to me, there are only two reasons that there would be a breakup. One you sort of alluded to, Sean, and I think Sean McVay is a classy enough guy to accept this. If Matthew Stafford goes into his office and says, look, I spoke to my wife. We don't want to live here anymore.
Right.
We want to go to New York. I'm 37 years old. We won a Super Bowl. It's a different part of my life. No offense, LA sucks.
No offense. And I think McVay would say, okay, let's work together on this. Let's not make it obvious. And we will make it work for you. That's option one and possibility number one. The player just no longer wants to be there. Option number two, and I can't doubt McVay for this, because he was the one who took a young Super Bowl appearing quarterback and traded him along with picks to get the Matthew Stafford, right?
Right.
And there were many people who did not like that trade. Did you like that trade at the time?
I thought it was one-sided.
For whom?
For the Rams.
For the Rams? Oh, you thought it was so good for the Rams?
I thought it was excellent. Only because I had started to hear all of this positive talk about Matt Stafford.
Okay.
And I was like, well, that's not really my prevailing thought on him, because of how bad the team was.
Right.
And then you saw him with Sean McVay and the Rams, and it's like, oh, these teams, they're good, dude.
Right.
And he's good. And so it changed your opinion about him. Hell, a lot of people were saying Matt Stafford's going to be a Hall of Famer because he won that.
After he won the Super Bowl, was talking about it. So you thought it was so good for the Rams.
And I thought it was, man, all right, the Detroit Lions are just bridging someone to figure out what they're doing at quarterback. And it turned out that Jared Goff was just being used incorrectly.
Yeah. No, it turned out to be an all-timer for the Lions.
I mean, it's the winningest win-win trade.
Oh, absolutely. No, that's a win-win for everybody.
Right.
Do you remember your opinion on the trade?
Yeah, I thought slam dunk for the Rams, and they got to be a Super Bowl favorite.
That's what you thought?
Yes.
Really?
Why, do you have a tweet that says otherwise?
I do, actually, yes.
And I didn't feel that way?
Coincidentally. This is a terrible deal for the Rams. Giving up a Watson Hall for Matthew Stafford is not a winning formula. And was followed by, I must have missed when Matthew Stafford became John Elway. Decent quarterback, but my goodness, relax on how good he actually is.
I think the Hall was something to worry about.
I agree.
But that was also just the Rams' philosophy.
Yeah. What year was that, too?
2021.
That was 2021.
You know what? My daughter had my phone.
Stop it. So you don't remember that you even had that opinion?
No, not at all.
Because I can tell you.
She's intelligent for a lack of being able to even speak.
She was unbelievable with her thumbs.
I would love to go back and go my opinion on the trick. Because I think I agreed with you, Sean. I'm not trying to make you look bad. I think I agreed the same way. I was like, really? Mm. You giving up all this for a guy who's won nothing?
Right. I think a lot of people, just back to why is Matthew Stafford potentially breaking up? When you look at his contract, the out, if there is an out, is this year.
Right.
And so I forgot what he put on Instagram, but it was just a weird post. Like he was saying goodbye, but not really saying goodbye, but maybe saying goodbye type of thing.
Yeah.
And it's probably leverage to try to get them to extend him and keep this run going. Right. The Rams have been so compromised with draft picks and everything else, it's really hard for them to organically rebuild their team. They have to do it in free agency.
Yeah.
They can't.
Well, that's a part of it. If they moved on from Matthew Stafford, where are they going?
Right.
Like, what's their plan? That's our problem, because it's not. It's more, Derek Carr is going to be available. Aaron Rodgers is going to be available. Yeah. Russell Wilson is. These guys are clearly going to be available. Stafford is one of those.
We don't
maybe
know.
Maybe he's available.
We don't know if he's going to be available.
Right, right.
But it almost feels like the Rams are saying, make me an offer.
Right.
Right, we need draft picks. Make me an offer.
Now, would you got? You said you'd trade a third for Matthew Stafford.
Yeah.
Would you trade a third for Matthew Stafford?
Yes, I would.
Would you trade a second for Matthew Stafford?
Well, here's why. Because it almost gives you clearance to not have to draft your franchise quarterback. Right? It gives you the ability to say, all right, Stafford, he's going to be my quarterback for 2025, probably 2026, and most likely 2027.
No, I agree. I think if you went after Stafford, you're saying we're not going with the formula of drafting a young quarterback and development.
We can draft a project.
Right.
Right. If one of these kids falls, Quinn Ewers, falls to the third round, big kid who, just had injury issues and whatever his tenure Texas was, what it was.
But take your memory, you wouldn't have your third rounder, though.
Well, fourth round. Whatever, okay, right. Whatever. Whoever falls in the fourth round, and I don't know what the Giants, move up and do whatever. A project. You take a project as opposed to taking a guy who you want to be your starter.
Now, when we come back, Tommy will rank the veteran quarterbacks. You just need to. I don't want to put rules on you, Tommy, but there's just one rule, okay?
Yes, Dad.
You can't say Tommy DeVito four times in a row.
I mean, you're no fun. You know that?
You were going to do
that. I know people are mad at you. Add my name to that list now. I'm mad at you.
You know what? I changed my mind. If you want to
He was able to take Carr and put Jimmy G on there, I should have the same option.
We have to be sure that the Giants still want him.
So on whom?
Tommy DeVito.
I know, but he wants him.
I'm going to defend Lou Gowher and Tommy DeVito for a second. Joe Shane, with his own mouth at the end of the person, said Tommy DeVito they expect back in camp.
I don't shine shoes anymore.
Say, he's right, still there. We'll get Tommy's rankings next, plus more of your calls at 888-808-1019 and some thoughts on the Knicks going to Hicktown and taking care of business. It's Evan and Tiki on the Fan.